Hey, Raging Cajun, Aaron with an A, Mr. A. Good to see everybody. Hi, Dina Jo.
Hi. Hi, Mr. A.
Rick.
Hi, Mama. Yeah? Welcome. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Rachin.
Oh, well, the weekend's finally over, and the end of September is near.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, gosh, I know.
On Thursday, we'll be kissing September goodbye.
Well, you might be kissing it goodbye. I'm kicking it in the butt.
Exactly, hey, Moonchild.
Hi, Moonchild. How are you?
No, I haven't, Mr. A.
But otherwise, it's just another manic Monday around here.
Yep.
Oh, and I really love that song, don't y'all? Manic Monday.
Is it crackling?
Oh, you're cracking
anybody?
Up bad, Eric.
Who's crackling?
That's Eric.
I'm trying a different set of headphones.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, I didn't know. It sounded like the whole thing.
Nah, it's Eric. Because it's gone now. Eric's on mute. Yeah. No, he's not on mute.
Yeah, I mean, I tried cleaning out, like, the port for my headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's nice doing day. It now.
Now you sound good.
No, right, you're good
sound
right now.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to keep my headset adjusted as is, but I've also got to untangle the cord, too, because it's been in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you sound fine now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sound fine. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you from a chilly, wet Pacific Northwest down to Georgia, back up to the heavens of Colorado. I knew you were going to do that. I knew if I mentioned heavens, you'd go, oh, hi, Balramru. Balramu. What's my problem this morning?
Welcome, Balramu.
There
that's
you
what
go.
You're supposed to say.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Hey, Bob.
It sounded good in my head. It just didn't come out.
Glad to have you.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a good weekend. It was fun. It was all right. I was disappointed in my Mumbai Indians. They've lost 3 games in a row. What's going on? Come on.
Oh.
Come on, Indians. Yay. Hey, but the Seattle Krakens, the NHL team, this
How
is their
they
first
doing?
Season. They won yesterday. They beat the Vancouver Canucks. Beat them 5-3.
Oh, wow. Now, wait a minute. Was that the first game?
This is the first preseason game, so
preseason.
Technically, it doesn't count for anything other than, you know, the team trying to get their chemistry working and get everybody together on the same page and all
Hi,
that. And I tell you what, they looked tough. They looked tough yesterday. They looked tough.
Tough.
Yeah.
Because they're ready to come out and rock and roll.
They did. They rock and rolled yesterday. They rock and rolled. And I was impressed that they had they played in Spokane, Washington, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they had a stadium that held probably 1,500 people. No, 15,000. And it was packed. So people are ready for this team. People in the state of Washington are ready for this team. They're all excited. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I was talking to my friend Joe on the phone. He couldn't find it. He lives in McMinnville, Oregon, and he couldn't find the game on TV. And so I was telling him about it with like the last 5 minutes of the game. I was broadcasting to him while he was listening. While I was watching the game, I was telling him, and he was filling me in on what's going on in hockey. He's a hockey fanatic. Man, he knows his stuff too. Telling me all the rules and all that because I don't. I don't know anything about hockey. And the nice thing about these announcers in the game yesterday, they know this is a new team to the state of Washington.
Maybe there's
And it's drawn in a lot of new people like myself that don't know anything about hockey. So they are taking the time to explain the rules as it's going on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They go, it's preseason. Awesome. These games don't count, so we'll try to tell you what's going on and try to explain some of the
before
rules.
Before the real ones start. Yeah. While they have time.
Yeah. And I thought that was really really pretty cool. Let's see. Tuttles. Hey. Yeah, Tuttles. Hey. Everybody's in there. Mr. A. Mr. A asked me if I'd making those cornhole boards yet. No,
it takes them a while.
I got the board set up on. Yeah, Grammy's going, hey, I saw these are on sale. I could get a nice set for $50 because it doesn't look like you're going to get around to making these too soon.
Come on. Hi, Archie. Welcome, GP Man
45.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, but it was exciting. I mean, it was exciting watching that. And I just do not know what's going on. And then the Kansas City Chiefs lost. So
we're glad to have you, GP 45.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Nice. Hit that follow button. Come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. every morning. We're here every morning. You can count on us being here. You get up at 7 a.m. Pacific time zone in the United States. You get up, you look at the clock, and you go, yep, he's there.
Shadow.
And we just have a good time.
We just
Raging Cajun says Andy Reid went to the hospital after the game. Really?
What game?
The football game. Randy Reid is the football coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, Aaron, don't talk anymore. You're going to
No, I know. Today. Well, if we're going to talk sports, you know what that means.
Yeah, bring him on. Who let
the dogs out? Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report.
Morning, everybody.
Right now. Aaron, hey. A-Dog, good to see you, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
He's probably sitting there going, why are they talking sports? And I'm sitting here not even on yet.
Well, I just let you guys go ahead first before I come on.
Welcome, Thomas.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
I'm just being polite.
No. There's no being polite here. If I'm talking sports, you need to go, hey, that's my segment, buddy. Put me on the air. So how you doing, Aaron? What did you see that caught your eye over the weekend? Anything?
This weekend, I watched two college football games. I saw the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game from Chicago.
Mm.
And I left the house right before it was halftime. It was like 10-3. Uh-huh. And then I came back, watched the rest of the game, and Notre Dame won 41-13.
Yeah, you know, I almost watched that game, but I watched something else instead. I was watching the LSU game.
Mm.
And they won. LSU won. So go Tigers.
Yeah, go Tigers.
Hey, you know what I heard about, halftime? They got that 2-minute warning, Aaron, before halftime and the 2-minute warning.
In college football, right? Or
in both sports. In all of,
oh,
in,
yeah, that's right. That's football. Right.
You know, I just read this today. Let me see if I can pull it up. Because I thought this was interesting. I wanted to tell you. Today I learned that the 2-minute warning in American football was created to inform the teams that the half was nearly over. Mm. It was created at the creation of the 2-minute warning. The official game clock was not displayed in the stadium. So just the officials knew what time it was. So they had to have a way to warn everybody that the halftime was coming and that the game was coming to an end. So they created the 2-minute warning. I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of like soccer when they announce like how much stoppage time there's going to be before the end of the half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen up, Canada. Welcome.
And now that kind of stuff was, had to be done because there wasn't no big stadium clocks out there.
Like the ones we have today.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even think soccer. Now you watch more Premier Soccer than I do.
Yeah, the English Premier League.
Do they have big clocks and big?
They have some like video monitors and scoreboards in their stadium, but there's like a ton of seats in like each of these stadiums, and these crowds are like they're going nuts for their team as well. Like they're supportive of their own soccer team in Europe. So I can definitely understand why they're so supportive.
Yeah, and they seem like their stadiums can pack more people than our stadiums.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
And they're always, like you said, Aaron, they're always jam-packed.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Man. So, did you watch any pro games?
Yeah, I actually watched my Broncos. They absolutely just, like, manhandled the New York Jets at home for their home opener, 26-0.
Welcome, Nana.
I knew you were going to say that. I saw the score, and I went, oh, Aaron's happy this morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Zach Wilson did not have a good day at the office. He wasn't prepared for the Broncos defense.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Yeah, I thought, oh my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, now my Broncos are gonna have a pretty tough next 4 weeks of the schedule, because three of the next four opponents on my team's schedule were teams that made the playoffs, so mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we can come out with at least two more wins out of the four before we play the Washington football team after that.
Now, was this the second game, or was this their third game?
Third game.
So what's
the Broncos played their first two on the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's their record now?
3-0.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good start.
I know.
Good start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, that's exciting. Who are they playing next, Aaron?
They're going to play the Baltimore Ravens at home.
Oh, in Denver? They're going to play in Denver.
And I just heard yesterday the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens set a new NFL record for the longest field goal in a game.
How long was it?
66 yards.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I had to look this up on YouTube just to see the highlight. So basically, he kicked it. It was like a low trajectory, but it made just to the crossbar, bounced off the crossbar, and threw.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and the whole bench for the Baltimore Ravens, they were going nuts, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he broke the record, because I remember when Peyton Manning was our quarterback here in Denver. Uh-huh. Matt Prater was our kicker, and he broke the he was the first to break the record, because he kicked like a 64-yard field goal against the Tennessee Titans. And, yeah, I was shocked that Tucker broke his record by 2 yards.
Well, you can imagine, Aaron, a little young old man watching football when that kicker from this, I believe it was the Saints, he kicked that 63-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about that. He was also born with half a right foot, so he had to get like a special cleat or shoe for. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen like the pictures of that shoe.
And we were just in awe when he kicked that, because I believe I watched that game as a little boy, and he booted that thing, and it was 63 yards, and it was unbelievable. Well, look how long that record stood.
It stood for a long time, because there was also other records that stood for a long time, like most passing yards in a season, like all those records. And now all these records in these different years are being broken by these unbelievable players. You know, it's absolutely insane, not just in the NFL, but also like in the NBA as well.
Yeah, I mean, kicking a football is kicking a football. There ain't no magic thing to it. You know, you just get your foot behind it and get it up there and out. Yeah,
the farthest field goal I can kick, like on a high school football field, was about 30 yards.
I think I could kick it and hit the guy, hit the center hiking the ball. I think I could kick it and hit him with it.
Hey, Aaron, Mr. A has a question for you.
Okay.
Can you read it? It says, I thought Jason Elam kicked a 65-yarder as a Bronco.
I think I remember at the time when Elam was our kicker, he actually tied the record at one point with 63, not 65.
No.
Oh.
No, he actually tied the record. There's a compilation that I've seen on YouTube of kickers in the NFL making field goals from like 60 yards out. It's absolutely insane.
So the guy who did it yesterday was 66, you said?
66 yards, and right as the game ended, like I've said before, it came in, it bounced off the crossbar and went through.
Hi, Annabelle DP, welcome.
Man, still counts.
Yeah, so technically, no pun intended, he kicked himself into the Hall of Fame with that kick.
Oh, no, take the pun. Take the pun intended. That's good.
Well, because technically, if you break a record like that, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame no matter what.
Yeah, He is. He is, yeah.
Yeah, and Prater's going to be in the Hall of Fame, too, because he was a heck of a good kicker for the Broncos, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to get pointers from him when he was our kicker to how to kick a field goal like he did.
Man, I tell you, that's something. I love seeing events like that in sports, you know.
Yeah, and I also want to give a shout out to any Brewers fans. Congratulations to your Milwaukee Brewers. They clinched the NL Central Division yesterday.
Nice. There you go, guys. There you go.
Yeah, they beat the New York Mets 8-4. So I was watching that baseball game and switching between that and the Bronco game yesterday because, you know, the baseball regular season's coming to a close and all these teams are trying to fight for a division title and like a playoff spot just to get in.
Yeah, I guess the wild card game, the race for that wild card.
Wild cards, like the spot to get those two wild card spots, it could be really tight. So it's going to be really close.
Think it might be determined they're going down to the last games?
Something like that, yeah, because I saw the Brewers game I was watching. It was on TBS, and on the bottom of the screen, they said they're going to have coverage of game 162 across Major League Baseball, so we could see who gets in, who gets the wild card, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exciting times because you got that baseball's closing out. NFL's just starting. College football's exciting.
I was watching the Clemson NC State game and I felt so bad for the kicker. His name is Chris Dunn.
Uh-huh.
He missed like 2 50-yard field goals. And like towards the end of the game, he had a chance like to be like play hero and like kick a game winning field goal from about 39 yards away. He shanked it to the right, and I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And the game went into overtime, and then when I left the house, I was with my dad, and I was wondering how the game ended. So I came back, and I asked Alexa what the final score was, and she said it was NC State 27, Clemson 21, and double overtime.
Whoa.
So number 9 Clemson got upset by NC State.
Huh. GP Mann is mentioning that the Dallas Cowboys are playing tonight.
Oh yeah, against the Eagles. I was gonna try to watch that, and I've been hearing that Peyton Manning and Eli have like their own like Monday night thing, like on ESPN2, where like during the game they talk about football and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing it for like the last 2 weeks, so I'll probably just check it out to see what it's all about.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That'd be interesting to watch.
I know his funny brother Cooper Manning, he does stuff for like the NFL on Fox.
Did he play football? The third Cooper? Manning brother? Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Huh.
I don't think he did. He was a part of that College Bowl trivia show with his brother Peyton.
Sure. Yeah. Now, who were their dad?
Archie.
Archie Manning, yeah.
He played for the New Orleans Saints, I believe.
Wasn't he a quarterback?
Yeah, he was a quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Peyton was a quarterback for the Colts, our Broncos, and then Eli, his entire career was in New York.
And the brother's name that didn't play, his name is Cooper?
Cooper, yep.
Yeah, see, that's why he didn't play. He didn't have a cool football name.
Oh, goodness.
Cooper's also a good name for a dog. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Golden retriever.
And Archie's there. The family's together, and he goes, "Yeah, Cooper didn't play. I don't know what happened to Cooper." And Cooper goes, "Well, because you gave me the name Cooper. That's not a good football name, Dad. Cooper. I mean, come on." Cooper, yeah. Cooper rhymes with pooper. Come on, Dad.
Oh, goodness. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, well, yesterday also I watched the Sunday night game between the Packers and the 49ers, and that was a good finish.
How did I – did the Packers end up winning that game?
Yeah, they won it with like a 51-yard field goal to win 30-28.
And is there still trade rumors going around for Aaron Rodgers?
There was in the beginning. One was like he wanted out of Green Bay, but now he's still in Green Bay. But at one point I heard rumors that the Broncos were going to try to trade for him. It was like, I hope they do because we don't have like a veteran quarterback on our team, but he decided to stay in Green Bay, I guess, for one more year, I guess.
Well, he, I always thought of him as a real kind of a happy-go-lucky guy, like in seasons past. But this season, he looks a little, you know, he looks not. I don't want to say bitter, but he looks different. You know, his temperament.
I'm gonna say grumpy.
Grumpy. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, yeah. He looked grumpy this year, but he's still Aaron Rodgers on the football.
Yeah, field. And he could still do things that Aaron Rodgers can do. Like he could still make a really good pass, like in a tight window or something. I've seen him do it before.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
like that Hail Mary against the Detroit Lions years ago on Thursday Night Football, right as time expired. Yeah. I've seen him do stuff like that.
Yeah. He's still someone that you don't want to really bet against when it comes down to
the line. Absolutely not. And I saw in San Francisco for whenever they score a touchdown, they blow this loud, like foghorn in their stadium. So it's like one of those it's like one of those celebrations team have when they ever score a touchdown or get a home run or something like that.
Hey, well, Aaron, you know that the NHL, the Seattle Krakens played their first preseason game yesterday and they looked awesome.
Did they?
Yes, they did. I watched the game, and I'm not a hockey person.
Hi, Jeff.
And so I'm watching the game, and the first period is going, and it's really like, what is going on with this? I mean, it doesn't look very exciting. It looks like everybody's just, you know, kind of skating around, or like a rec game, I guess. You know, just kind of doody-dooing around, you know. And I think, but they were what they're doing is they're just trying to get the ice under their skates. You know, they're just going. And then the Vancouver Canucks that they played against, they scored two goals. And then so they go into the second period. They come out, and so they're down by two. And, I mean, it was like in a complete different game that second period. It was like, oh, this is hockey. You know, I mean, they just start everybody. The Canucks, the Kraken, I mean, they just
like they start fighting.
Oh, well, not fighting. There wasn't any fights, but, you know, they started checking people, you know, up against the wall a little bit harder than they did the first period. Yeah, it really took off, and it was a very exciting game. So the second period, Seattle scored two. So now it's tied 2-2 going into the third. Right off the bat, right at the drop of the puck, the Kraken score a goal.
Oh, wow. So it's like that fast?
Yeah, that fast. So now, like, it's
3-2.
Thank you, Radio Podcast.
I think Canucks came back and scored three, and then the Seattle just took off. They just took off, played hard. They were playing really hard, scored two more goals, so it ended up being 5-3. What a really exciting game, though. It was great.
Yeah, it does sound exciting. I'm excited because yesterday I was looking on my TV because my TV has like an internet kind of like it's one of those smart TVs, and I was looking at the NHL schedule because I was curious when is ESPN and TNT going to broadcast any hockey games this season? And so I just looked it up, and then some games popped up, and I'm like, oh yeah, now I'm ready because I was waiting for that to come out for so long so I could start watching hockey again.
Yeah, I think the regular season starts
this Saturday, I think, on this 2nd of October.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know the next televised game on this channel here for the Kraken is going to be October 4th. So
I think that's the first. I would think that would be the first regular season game for them. And I was going to say that next week will be the start of the baseball postseason as well.
Nice.
Yeah, American.
This is the last 4 days of September, and October is when everything starts cracking sport wise. So.
Yeah, pretty much like football, college football, baseball, professional baseball. Then you got hockey. Then you got the NBA going as well. Mm-mm-mm. And then once you get like to November, then it's going to be college basketball. Then you're just going to have so many options to so many options to watch. And then watch out for March, and then because that will be the whole college basketball tournament, because I believe in like November and December, that's like the time I'll watch more college football, is during the bowl games or something. Because I would usually play those the college bowl pick'em game from like ESPN, just to see, like, I know, to like try to compete for a prize, but also to see how many I can get right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exciting times.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, Aaron, thanks for stopping by, buddy. We're gonna cut this off, and good job on your little on the sport report. Thank you. Sport report. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing from you next Monday, buddy.
Absolutely.
Love, Aaron.
Thank you. Well, thanks, Aaron. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. That's Aaron, the A-Dog, with his sports report. Good job, Aaron. Good times. Yeah. That was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, it's getting busy in the sports world now, so Aaron's going to be busy. He's going to have to start taking notes.
He already does.
I believe it.
He already does.
He comes prepared. He knows his stuff. Good job, Aaron. Thanks.
You too, Lucky Iris. Nice to see you. Have a great day.
See everybody in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. The Old Man's Popcorn Show.
Like you were going to say popcorn.
I know. The Old Man's Popcorn Show, a podcast. The Old Man's Podcast with Dita, Joe, and Eric. We're here every Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Thanks for coming in and joining us. We're just getting it kicked off. There's only 4 more days of September left, man. 4 more days. And then September's gone. We go into October. Holidays are coming up and all the fun stuff.
I've already seen Christmas stuff out there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know what? I think, because last year was so sucky that everybody wants to. Bye, Aaron.
See you, Aaron. Thanks,
see
buddy.
See you a little bit, bud. Thank you.
I know. Hey,
a sports journal as well, old man.
What's that?
He says, thank you. I have a sports journal as well, old man.
Nice.
Old man should have his own brand of popcorn. No, Grammy. Grammy should have her own brand of popcorn.
Grammy's developed her own spicy oil for
I know. Popcorn. She's told me all about
it. Man, it is good too, boy. It's anyway, buttery. It's hot. It's peppery.
That's what it sounds intriguing, is this spice to it.
Yeah.
That's
really good. Yeah. Hey, so Dana Joe, you sent me this. Lewis sent me this video of you munching down on something Saturday. So why don't you tell us, what were you eating?
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to think of what it's called. I'm trying to bring up. Hangry Ohana. Hi, let's see what if it'll bring up the, it looks like a big piece of sushi. Okay.
Uh-huh. It did.
And it was like a slab of rice, a slab of Spam. And then it had a piece of that yummy seaweed that I love so much.
Right, right. Okay. So it had Spam and seaweed on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then so you cut a bite. I got to tell you, I've seen you take test bites on stuff before. And if you, when you take us, you know, somebody, hey, Dina Joe, taste this. I mean, you don't mess around.
No.
You're going to taste it. You cut that big old chunk and you're like, and you put it in and you're eating it. And what'd you think?
It wasn't bad. The only thing, it, am trying to see. Okay, it's called Spam Musubi. Musubi?
Uh-huh.
M-U-S-U-B-I. S-U-B-I. I thought it was something else, too, besides spam. It wasn't bad. I think I could make it better. It seems like they probably make these in the morning, and they're wrapped. When they bring it to you, it's wrapped in cellophane. So it's not like, and then it was like it was reheated.
It's freshly like made right then.
Yeah, like the spam wasn't crispy. Like if it was crispy, if they just made it, boom, 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 and put it together, and that spam was crispy, like they when they put it together, I'm sure it would have been 100 times better.
But I gotta say that was a pretty thick slice of spam too.
Yeah,
it looked like in the movie.
And the rice was even thicker, and that was the other issue too. And I remember when we were talking about before on the podcast about making the rice just making that sticky rice. Uh-huh. Jay Baby said it's really hard, and I can only imagine because it was really really super thick, and it was a little gummy. So that was the only problem with the rice. And maybe that was because of reheating it. I don't know.
Right.
But it wasn't terrible. I just think it would be, even better if it was just, if they just brought it to you just made.
Freshly made.
Yeah. Exactly. That spam was like sizzling
and you know what?
Kind of crispy. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think now that you've had that, I think you could make it and it would be a lot better.
Yeah, if I knew how to got the rice down and stuff and how to make the rice. But the rice was a little bit too much. And then if that spam was nice and hot and sizzling, like I said, and if it had, they said it had seasoning on it, I can barely taste it. I would have put something in there, like, I don't know, or I have it with a dipping sauce, something that you could dip it into.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. I would try it again.
I'm so proud of you. You ate spam.
I know. And I was shocked that was the only spam they had on the menu.
Really? And it's a Hawaiian place?
Hi, DeGray. Yes. But it is, this is what's funny. Hawaiian meets Texan is what it says on the inside. It's hilarious. All they play is like beach music. You'd be out there, but most of the stuff is like you would find on in a Hawaiian menu. But then some of the barbecued part of it has that Texan ish to it. So yeah, it's really good. It's
well now that you mention it, this Hawaiian food place that we have here close to West called Hula Boys. Hula Boys. I think they only have one spam dish on their menu.
Yeah.
And it is also a spam and rice dish, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only spam thing they have. For eating, for them being big spam eaters, you think they'd have several different things. But no, that's what they got.
And I thought they did. So maybe they had some before, because we've been there many times. It's just been a while. And maybe they just didn't sell. So they took them off. I don't know.
But I'm glad you finally broke that, because that's the first time you've had spam, right?
Yep.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. Because my friend Steven, when I worked at Cigna, and he's a big spam eater, and every time they have like potlucks or whatever, he'd bring something with spam, and I'd be like, no, I'm not trying that stuff. So I haven't even told him I tried it yet. So
come on, get Steven.
I got to send him that video. But.
Well, I tell you what. Next time we come and visit, I will make you, I will make for us, I'll cook us all up some, stir fried rice, spam, a dish, you know, I'll cook us up something.
Yeah. See, now I can see that, because then it's going to be in little chunks and they're going to be nice and like crispy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this rice did, was that just that heat crispiness, not reheating. That's what just brought it down a little bit.
Yeah. But remember when I made the sandwich for Grammy, that big French toast sandwich for Grammy?
Yes.
I just then discovered not to cut it thick. I sliced it purposely thin because I wanted to see if I could get a real crisp, like a bacon crisp on it. And I did. I got a good, like a bacon crisp on that Spam. And it was really good. It was a lot better than that big thick slice cooking it up because it got cooked all the way through real crispy. And it was good. So yeah, well, I'm proud of you. Yay, Spam. Yeah. Now you're a Spam eater.
Yes.
But Eric, I got to say,
go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing that amazed me most was because I seen you do it with the seaweed. You were going to try some seaweed. And me and Grammy are watching that video, and it's like, oh my God, look how big of a bite she took. You know? And you did the same.
I don't want anybody to see, like, oh no, she didn't try it. Nope, I try it. So there.
Well, you took a big old bite of that Spam thing, and me and Grammy our eyes were wide, our jaws dropped. It's like, my God, did you see the bite she took? I was
trying to cut it in half, and Lewis says, just eat it. I'm like, okay, I know, he's in the background.
You can hear him in the background.
God, going, you pusher.
Eat it. I think that's my man. That's my buddy right there. Yeah.
But he was the only one that didn't try it. Even Aaron tried it. Hi, AJFJ.
Lewis didn't try it?
Oh. He didn't try it. No, he didn't. Huh. But Aaron did.
Hi, AJFJ. Well, you didn't make it. I mean, you know, I'm watching you because I always look for facial expressions. And your cheeks were poking out yet so much. You're going,
boom, boom. Well, because boom, that rice was boom, so, boom. It was really kind of gummy. And it's that was the hard part to get past. Yeah. So I couldn't judge the Spam. You know what I mean? I was, the Spam was good. It was good. I would try it again. But the whole thing together was just kind of little. Yeah, different.
But then when you went, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'm thinking, not
there
bad.
You go. There you go. Moonchild, what do you spam? Fry Spam in. What's that?
First and eggs.
What's that? What's first? Is that a typo?
Unless you meant grits.
Grits. Oh yeah, yeah.
Grits.
Oh, that would be too.
Yes.
Grits. I got you, Cajun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grits.
Oh,
yeah, that's good stuff. I am a Spam. I love frying Spam. I love fried Spam. I really do.
You know, like, and Spam is not cheap.
No, it's not. That's because it's, you know, you wouldn't think it's popular, but it is very popular. Yeah.
I guess it is
a popular
so.
Canned meat. Yeah.
They have it at Costco.
I mean, when you buy it and you pop open the little tin to get it out, the best thing to do is turn it upside down and poke a hole in the back. Exactly. It pops out.
It pops right out.
Breaks that vacuum in the back of that. Yeah.
See, that's what I can never get over, is that slime. That slimy stuff. It's just, does it have a lot of slime in it?
Like, not as much as it used to. No, okay, that little, I don't know.
Is
the little fat stuff.
Is that what it is? All right.
But you know, you just take and wash it off. You get gelatin fat. Yeah,
that
gelatin.
Is fat.
Oh yeah, I remember when you used to have that little key. Yes. And you'd go to go to open it around the side, and then that little piece of metal would break and you couldn't use your key, and it's like, dang it. Yeah, I do remember that, Moonchild. I do remember that. That's exactly how I remember having Spam as a kid. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, Tuttles, he's pretty funny. He's got a video. And Tuttles, it's on YouTube, but is it, how can you put how to get to it? Because I don't remember how to get to it. I mean, how do you get to it on YouTube? There you go, right there. And he's doing that thing that Asha does. He got his weights. And you know what he calls his wife? Guess what he calls his wife?
Oh, wait. You say he's doing throwing the weights out into the water and
he goes with his, he went with his wife, who he calls Dora. Is that not funny?
Yeah.
Because I say that, Tuttles, because that's what
Spanky. Beans and Weenies.
Spanky, yeah, Spanky. I couldn't remember if it was Spanky or Scooty. It was Spanky. That Spanky could not remember my name for the longest time, and that's what he was calling me. It was Dora.
Dora,
Yeah, so he, yeah, you could see him on there doing that. And I guess he has other videos too. I haven't gotten to look at, but yeah,
he's. I have to check that out. So it's TGY TV
on YouTube. Yes, and he's has other ones where he's in a little biker gang, a scooter biker gang. Welcome, PBG. He's pretty funny. I think he's funny. Anyway, check him out. Yeah. Tuttles, TGYTV on YouTube, everybody.
I'll check that out. I most too. Definitely
Him and Miss Cubella have a podcast. Give him a follow, and she's in here too. So give them both. If you click on them, then you'll be able and follow them. Then you will know when they come on. So there you go.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of YouTubes, just so you know, apparently our little friend in India, Tammy, she was home for a weekend, I guess, or something. And she got with Ahana, and they posted a new video on their
YouTube. Now, do you remember what their thing is called? I don't.
Boy, I don't. I really don't.
I'm trying to remember. By the end of the show, hopefully we'll remember.
Because I don't need to go to their YouTube thing because she sends me the video.
I get a
preview of the video. She sends it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one of those videos that I can watch and I can look at it for video quality and that, but I can't understand because they're speaking Hindi. So, but they're cute. What can I say?
Yeah.
They're cute. Boy, Hannah's grown. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's sprouted. I mean, she's because they're close to the same age, but she's gotten better. Hi Gina. Anyway, good times. All right, listen.
Yeah, a lot of people doing stuff. It's nice. It's good to see everybody out there getting a creative spirit and doing things.
Get out there and have some fun and do some stuff. Create some content. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be political. It doesn't have to be political. You know, it doesn't have to be political and it doesn't have to be, you know, cutting edge. Just go out and have fun and learn how to do stuff, you know. I was thinking, because I've been playing around with podcast stuff, trying to improve our exposure, getting us out, our names out there and that stuff. If you're in this podcast with us this morning and you're new and you're thinking, I'd like to try that, you know, Podbean does make it as easy as possible to start a podcast. So you need to check it out. And it's fun. Just have fun. I saw somebody was talking. I don't want to make it sound like I spy on you, Dina Jo.
No, it's but, you know, I'm a thing,
so I get noticed when conversations pop up in our Instagram and that kind of stuff. So I look and somebody started a podcast and they go, yeah, I started it and then I ended it because nobody was coming to it. And I'm going, I'm yelling at my computer, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be on for an hour, be on for an hour. You know, and if nobody pops in, that's all right. Because the moment you close down, well, nobody's here, so I'm going to close down. You know, the moment you close down, that would be the time when people are trying to look and see where you're at. You know, and then you're gone. So no, if you plan it for an hour, be on for an hour. You know, you just got to be patient. You got to be patient. Go and have fun, and just do it. I think when we started our podcast. I don't think we had more than 10 people, come in or not come in, but 10 people show up, 10 listeners. And I think we had like maybe 4 or 5 in the chat room. I mean, you just have to just do it. Just do it and just have fun. And like that dream field of dreams, you know, just do it. They'll come, you know. So, yeah, find stuff to do and just have a good time. Hey, with that being said, Dina Jo, I think it's time for
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History.
No!
So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down.
Can I have tater tots?
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Hello, Dina Joe. Yeah. What do you got?
By the way, that Hawaiian place, they had their sides, one of the sides is tater tots. So it made it even better.
Oh, tater tots being tater tots.
All right. So we're going to start with the year 1912 with W.C. Handy. Publishes Memphis Blues, considered the first blues song. Considered by Handy a Southern rag music, it has been recorded by many artists over the year. But here's W.C. Handy with Memphis Blues.
Now, I think this is the original. Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go.
There wasn't a lot on there. Yeah.
No, there wasn't. There you go. Nope, that's not it. Hold on. I'm going to get the original.
Okay.
Now, see, I don't know so much about Memphis.
It has a jazzy sound to it.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like New Orleans.
Exactly.
I do sense some New Orleans in it.
Yeah. Memphis Blues by W.C. Handy. And this band is the W.C. Handy Preservation Band.
Welcome, Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
And you probably have to wonder if that might have been inspiration for Louis Armstrong and other musicians in that genre.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
because
it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, it kind of.
And same with like Glenn Miller.
Yeah, you just don't know. You just don't know who was inspired by it. But that's great music right there. Thanks, mm-hmm. Nito. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to move on to the year 1964. The Beach Boys, after 2 years of hit singles, touring, and facing the British invasion, the American band The Beach Boys made their TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show, where they performed their first U.S. number one single, I Get Around, and they also performed Windy. The now iconic performance presented The Beach Boys to a wider audience in the U.S. Here's The Beach Boys with I Get Around.
Oh, before we go into that, Chris Morphy 8 had a question. Are you really old?
Hi,
well, I'm going
nice to
be. I'm 68.
Hi,
so
nice
yeah,
you.
But my music spirit is very old, very old. Okay, so here we go. Beach Boys, I Get Around.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around.
Now, keep in mind, the Beach Boys' harmonies were the influencers for, like, the Beatles and that kind of stuff.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah. So that's the Beach Boys. I Get Around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great music. I'm thinking about I need to have a Beach Boys night. Something.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you have.
Yeah. That'd,
yeah,
be,
that'd
be good. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to hop all the way to the year 1980, from 64 to 80. Wasn't a whole lot going on this day. David Bowie scored his fourth UK number one album with his 14th studio album, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. The album featured the single Ashes to Ashes and Fashion. The innovative video for Ashes to Ashes at the time was considered the most expensive music video ever made. Here is David Bowie with Ashes to Ashes from the LP Scary Monsters.
Song. I've heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no.
You know, David Bowie, he just has a large range of different sound and music, you know. David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes. He's quite the artist. Quite the artist.
Yes. I don't remember the video for it, you know, it's saying it at that time it was made, it was the most expensive video ever made. His videos always seem to be so simple, but I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we move to the year 1986. In 1986, Matthew Broderick lip-synced to the Beatles' version of Twist and Shout in the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Coincidentally, the Rodney Dangerfield film Back to School, released 2 days later, also featured the song, but it was sung by Dangerfield himself. The use of the song in the two films helped propel the single up the Billboard Hot 100, where it peaked at number 23, giving the group their second chart single of the 1980s. Their first being the Beatles movie medley in 1982. Here is the Beatles with Twist and Shout.
Can you hear me, Dina Jo?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Now, I don't think this is an original. The Beatles. This is not an original song. This is an old blues song.
Right. They remade it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cubilla says this reminds her of the song La Bamba. It does have that La Bamba.
Oh, yeah,
beat
that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. The beginning. You're right, Cubilla. Good.
So there's the Beatles, Twist and Shout.
And
when they do their harmonies, you can hear a little bit of that Beach Boy influence in it. Interesting stuff, music. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. We're going to move on to the year 1998. Welsh alternative rock band, the Manic Street Preachers, scored their first UK number one album with their fifth album, This Is My Truth, Telling Me Yours. The album went on to sell 136,000 copies. Must be a million copies going gold in the first week. Or 106,000 copies going gold in the first week. Here is the Manic Street Preachers with If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next, from their album, This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Now, I've never heard of these guys.
Me either. So,
welcome, Slashy.
Great beginning to the song right there.
The future teaches you to be alone. The present to be afraid and cold. So if I can't you grab it, then I can't you fashion.
Got a great sound.
Yeah.
Bullets fire break.
Manic Street Preachers.
If you tolerate this, your children will be next.
Yeah. Interesting title.
Yeah, it really is.
If you tolerate this, your children will be next. Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting song.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move to the year 2008. American heavy metal band Metallica started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Death Magnetic, the band's ninth studio album. Death Magnetic made Metallica the first band to achieve five consecutive number one studio albums on the U.S. Billboard 200. The album and its songs were nominated for six Grammy Awards, which they won including Best Metal Performance for My Apocalypse. And so here is Metallica with My Apocalypse off their LP, Death Magnetic. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's crank. My Apocalypse by Metallica. I saw a, before we go to the last one, Dino, I saw this picture. Mm-hmm. And it showed, it was a picture of, I don't know who the guitar player, the main guy in Metallica, I don't know his name. But it showed him, and it showed a fan. It go, a fan of Metallica showed this picture. And he's all gothed out, you know, he's all gothed out with, you know, leather and spikes and all this and that stuff.
Thank you, Doss.
And they go, this is a fan. This is a fan of Metallica. And then they had a picture of Kirk Hammett. Here's a picture of a member of Metallica. And he's all cleaned up. He's got like a t-shirt wearing cargo shorts.
welcome to Code 23.
And the contrast was unbelievable. It was funny. It was funny. Yeah, you know, I never really was into Metallica until we had that Metallica night. And Metallica and Motley Crue, I think, is who we had. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, I guess I got into their music, man.
Rocking. Like,
yeah. Okay.
To be in the mood for them. Lastly, on this day, September 27th, in the year 2011, we're going to end with Tony Bennett. Became the oldest living person to top the U.S. album chart when the 85-year-old Duets 2 album went to number one. It was released in conjunction with his 85th birthday. The record, which featured collaborations with Amy Winehouse and Lady Gaga, was also his first U.S. number one in a 60-year career. It also won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Duo of a Group Performance for Body and Soul. So here is Tony Bennett with Amy Winehouse for Body and Soul.
And it just cracked. Oh, this is Tony Bennett. What a silky smooth voice, man.
I know, I love him.
For you I sigh. For you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
Body and soul, Tony Bennett.
I spend my days.
And that is Amy Winehouse.
And I'm hungry.
Body and Soul, Tony Bennett, from his Duets number 2 album. Mm-hmm. Now, when you gave me this list, yeah. See, I didn't know what you're gonna do with it. So when you gave me the list, it was like, oh, okay. And I found the duet, and I, you know, everything you do on the list is chronological order. So I'm thinking, oh, it must be the duet thing, you know. But I got to tell you, here is the original, Tony Bennett and the original Body and Soul.
Okay.
I just want you to hear how he sounded when he was started.
My heart is sad.
Now, is there a difference between when he was a young man and now when he was really old?
For you I sigh, for you, dear only.
That's the original Body and Soul by Tony Bennett. I mean, these old guys, man, they can still sing. Jeez. I heard that and it was like, oh my God, there's hardly any difference between his voices at all, you know. So anyway, that's it.
That's it. That's it for today.
Great job. Great job. And I am planning on doing a music night that has all these old guys, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, you know, all these old crooners and all that stuff. I think it'd be good. That's a great list, Dina Jo. And when I was putting it together, and then I went, oh, Tony Bennett. Okay, Tony Bennett. And then I thought, how funny is we going from Metallica into Tony Bennett?
Right, I know.
Hey, but that's what's good about music, man. That's what's nice about music. You can go from Metallica to Tony Bennett, you know, right there, bam, bam, you know, and still appreciate the great music there was. That was a great, great list of music. Yeah. So good times. Good times. You know, I read this thing that said that the I always wondered, where does horsepower come from? You know, because they say an engine is like, like my truck. My truck is 410 horsepower. Well, what does that mean? You know, I've never understood what it means. Does it mean my truck's got the pulling power of 410 horses? I don't know. You know, I don't know about that. Or does it have the torque? I don't know. I don't know. And then I read this thing that said that the guy by the name of James Watt invented the unit of horsepower as a means of marketing his steam engines. So I'm thinking, did he just make it up?
What?
You know, did he just make it up? Did he have a pulling contest between a steam engine and a horse? You know, I'm thinking, what's going on with that? Huh. Hi, Sarah.
You know, Sarah, what's welcome.
Going on with that?
You nice know? To see you. Jeez. That's interesting, but
Interesting, huh? Interesting things that you find.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Down, yeah. Buddy. We got the speedway going on out
go
there.
Down there.
We got the speedway. I'm surprised no one's lost control of their cars and slammed into all the people that have our, you know, like our yards. You know, we have wide open yards. You know, people lose control and go jetting through our yards. Man, nasty stuff. Nasty stuff.
You know what?
What?
Today's not National Chocolate Milk Day.
Chocolate Milk Day?
For all you chocolate milk drinkers out there, I don't drink milk of any kind, but
you know,
chocolate milk.
Milk's an interesting thing. That big health guy from the 40s and 50s, what was
Jack
his
LaLanne.
Name? Jack LaLanne. He was a very anti-milk person. And he goes, look, when you're born, yeah, you have milk because you're a baby. You need the, you know, you need the stuff, you know, from your mom's breast milk, the vitamins, the nutrients, and all you need that to grow. He goes, and then when you get weaned, then that's it. He goes, we don't need to be drinking milk. He goes, why are we drinking cow's milk as adults? He goes, cow's milk's made to fatten up calves. He goes, no wonder we're all fat and running around because we're drinking milk. And I, you know, the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, the guy's onto something there. You know, he really is. You know, our humans are the only animal that still drinks milk as it grew and gets older. I mean,
he said the same thing about meat too. He ate mostly vegetables.
Yeah, he didn't think we were made to eat meat.
Yeah,
and that's where I think
Oh, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. I was reading something differently. Go ahead.
I was seeing that's why I think, you know, because you look at our teeth. Our teeth, we're not made to be eating meat. You know, we're herbivores. We're made to eat, you know, veggies and fruits and vegetables and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I think about that and I'm going, yeah, he's right. As I take and get me a big old glass of milk and eat a big old hamburger, you know?
Yeah. He was a big believer in that Bragg's, you know, they have a huge, all different seasonings and stuff. Bragg's, the founder of the Bragg's food. It's called Bragg.
I've never heard of that, Dina Jo.
Oh, really? Oh, no. My gosh. They have all kinds of seasonings. They have a way of eating, I thought. It's Dr. Put it in here. Paul Bragg's. And they have apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. They have one, and it's Bragg's. And you can go to the store and buy. There's like a alternative the alternative to soy sauce. I can't think of what it's called, but it's supposed to taste just like soy sauce. I don't know if anybody in here, maybe Shonda might know. She might know. Or even Tuttle's. If anybody's tried other Bragg's, the only thing I've tried by them is the apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. But they do have all kinds of seasonings, different things that are supposed to be better for you than, you know, other seasonings. So I guess less salt, different things like that.
Yeah, so I think I think he was really onto something. I mean, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Especially this milk thing.
Way of living.
Yeah, especially this milk thing. And I got to say, I'm a milk drinker. Oh, I mean, I love drinking milk.
Good to know. Thank you, Moonchild.
I tried soy sauce in it.
I can't think of what it's called. The one that they make. It's not called soy sauce. It's something else. And it's supposed to taste like soy sauce. So that's good to know because it isn't cheap. Hi, Ian.
Well, why would you want something that tastes like soy sauce and not just have soy sauce?
Because it's better for you.
Oh.
It's better for you.
Isn't soy sauce natural, though? I always thought it was natural. It's not?
I don't think so. Liquid amino acid is what it's called. Bragg's liquid amino acid. Isn't that the one, Moonchild? It's supposed to taste like the soy sauce, I believe.
Huh.
I believe so. Yeah, it has other things in it is better for you.
Yeah, I agree with Gina right there. She says the original soy sauce is way too salty.
Yes.
And that's why I always get the less sodium soy sauce. Right. But I always thought soy sauce was good for you because it's made from soy. Soy.
I don't know.
Soy. Soy what?
Fermented
soybeans.
Okay.
I don't know.
They're made by fermented soybeans.
Well, I told you I saw that old photograph of some busy place that place in like New York, where they have the ball drop and all that stuff.
Times Square? Whatever.
Times Square. I saw a real old picture of a place like Times Square from back in the, the 30s and 40s. And there wasn't a fat person in that, a fat person walking around. Not a fat person walking around.
Oh, look at that. Soy in its natural state is actually poisonous to humans.
What the French toast?
Uh-huh.
No. What the French toast? But it was interesting to see this photo because that's what the whole point of this picture was. They said, look closely at this picture and tell me if you see any overweight people in it. And no, there wasn't. And there was thousands of people in this picture. It was incredible. And they said, this is what our eating habits have done to us here in America. You know, the fast foods and, the quick fixes and all this and that. And as a fat guy, I got to tell you, they're right. They are absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know.
Yes, Gina. Usually when they say sugar free, it's then substituted by something else that isn't good for you.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like
hi, Lane. Hi.
I remember when that stuff started coming out. What was it? Saccharin? Saccharin?
Yes. Oh, that's
they come out and go, oh, yeah, that's beating the sugar, but now this is going to kill you.
So bad for you.
Do we eat or consume anything that's not going to kill us nowadays? I don't know. I mean, I don't even trust when you go to the store and they say it's organic. Is it really organic? I don't know.
No, you have to know where it's coming from.
You know, the only organic thing that I know comes out of my own garden, you know.
You know, like if you look at the nutrition facts label, you know, when they say zero trans fat, yes. Does it mean it doesn't have trans fat? Because things you have to look for that are your trans fats are going to be your hydrogenated oils and your high fructose corn syrups.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, see, that's one thing I wish I could go back in school and I would have paid attention to, you know, the nutrition stuff, you know.
They could be very deceptive nowadays.
We talked about nutrition and all that stuff. But yeah, it is. You don't know. We don't know. You got to be a stinking chemist, you know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Welcome over to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. What's that, Dina Jo?
It's better to know where it's coming from if you have it coming from your own garden. You know exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome.
That's why it's important that if you can grow your own garden and grow stuff that you like. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what I want to grow in my garden. What do you like to eat?
Some chickens. Grow yourself some chickens.
Get yourself some chickens. Mm-hmm. I saw this picture of this big garden in this community. Uh-huh. I forgot where this was. I should write this stuff down. But this is just a huge garden, you know, several acres. And in this community, and they grow enough produce in that to feed 2,000 people.
Oh, wow. That's
and they amazing. Feed their community with their big communal garden. You know, so these people are actually growing their own food in this community, and they all, you know, pitch in, they go help it. And I thought,
well, that's how it was back in the days in little villages. You had somebody who had cows, and you had a village, and I mean, like a garden, you just run village. Mm-hmm. You had a garden in the village, and you had, you know, bakers and whatever, and you traded back to the trade stuff, you know,
and
everybody got that. Yeah.
You know, and I keep seeing this popping up every now and then. Some of these places with cities, you know, like I think Portland, Oregon's even talked about it, but I don't know. But anyway, they're talking about, you know, putting fruit trees in the cities, you know, and they're along the sidewalks. And you always have trees growing for shade and that kind of stuff. And they're going, why don't we replace these with fruit trees? You know, because then we could be feeding the people that are homeless and don't have nothing to eat. You know, they could be eating apples, they could be eating oranges, they could be eating stuff off there. And I think the concept is good. The concept is good. But, man, I don't know. I mean, people, you know, people always take things too far. And, then, you know, about, now you got all the half-eaten stuff laying all over the ground. And if you don't eat it, it falls and rots. You know, so there's a lot of problems with that, but the concept is right. The concept is there. You know, you walk around and you just pick apples off a tree. You're hungry. You munch on them. So I don't know. There's so many things we could improve on. Yeah. Yeah. If we would just do it. Well, was about to say that. Oh, KG, you were going to bring that up about the fruit net.
Well, we can all improve ourselves. Just work on ourselves.
That's grow your own stuff. Grow your own stuff. And it doesn't take much to do it. But Grammy and I, we're in fall, so we're cleaning out our raised gardens. And Grammy went to go get some potatoes out of our pantry, and she looked at these little tiny golden potatoes, you know, and they're starting to sprout. You know, they're sprouting. She goes, oh, look, I can't cook these. They're all sprouting. And so I go, you know, we've got some raised gardens out there that don't have anything in them. Let's go plant these things and see if we can get a quick fall crop of potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So we went out there and we planted, I think, 15, 20 of these things, and just throw them in the ground and see what happens. You know, they're sprouting anyway. Let's see what happens. And it's going to be interesting to see if we can get these potatoes to take.
Yeah. How long it takes before winter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Before winter. Yeah. And let's just see, because, you know, the one thing I learned about growing potatoes is they don't have to be huge. They do not have to be huge. You know, they can grow, and you just have to be careful that they're not green. You can't, green potatoes will make you sick. Yeah. You don't want to eat green ones, but yeah. So we're going to try, you know, we got the ground out there. You might as well. And, do it. Plant stuff. You know, plant stuff and get things to grow. I can't remember the list. There's a whole bunch of things you can grow for the fall.
I'll have to look that list up again. And
yeah, but you know what I'm saying, huh? All kinds of things you can grow in the fall.
Lettuce is another one that it grows really super fast.
What is that?
Any type lettuce, any of the lettuces,
exactly,
grow real fast.
You know, and the nice thing about lettuce is you go out there and you trim off the leaves, bam, it's growing back.
It's right back. Yeah, and you put them in little teeny containers too if you have like an apartment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can put your little containers of lettuce and tomatoes. You could grow tomatoes in your apartment. Sure. You put them in a container and you put them in there in a well-lit area. And you keep your apartment there with winter coming up. You keep it nice and warm. It's almost, you almost turn it into a greenhouse.
Sure. I know. I want one. I want a greenhouse.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Oh, what are you saying to Tuttles? Need to ask about mending your soil.
Mending the soil. I've been reading about that, and I know that he puts fish heads and stuff in his soil. And
yeah, you got to
refill in.
You got to refurbish your soil. You got to refurbish your soil.
Skip a season in those beds. I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The time just flies.
And with that, we've got to refurbish our show. We got to get out of here. It's time to go home. Oh,
when I saw that we were an hour and 15 minutes, we thought, oh, it's time to go.
I know. Can you believe that?
We don't want to go home. We don't want to go home.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep, the day's just begun.
Hey, Eric, you want to plug some shows before we get out of here?
Well, John DeVito has got a show on Wednesday. He had to reschedule, but otherwise be on the lookout for Milk Dog and Cummings' Culture and Mike Tampa Bay to do some impromptu shows if they should be around today. But primetime, you've got the Beans and Weenie show, and you've also got a slightly serious show coming up if everything is on schedule. And then hopefully Spanky will be doing his lunchtime show today, so be on the lookout for him. And then hopefully Ralph is back tomorrow morning. And I know we're back 22 and a half hours from now with our Tuesday show and encore presentation on WESN as always. So make it a great Monday, everybody.
Yeah, you can hear this show again at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can download the app for your phones, or you can just go to their webpage and see what's on and what's playing. They have a schedule set up, and so you can pick out where you want to go. So, yeah. And you can also download our show through Spotify and Podbean and several other places where you find your podcast. You can check it out. Anyway, thanks for joining us, man. We had a great time. Good time. Good time with Aaron. Good times with the music. Mm-hmm. Get your day started on a good note. Get out there and get the week going. You only got 4 more days in September left, and then September is bye-bye. And then we start October. October starts all the fun. All the fun holidays are coming up. You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas.
11 days till my birthday.
And Eric's birthday's coming up. We get to sing happy birthday to him again. Mm-hmm. It's good times. Good times.
And then other October birthdays. I think Poetic and Nida, I think, have got birthdays. And then anybody else, if you haven't told us that you got a birthday and would like to share it here, be sure to share it with us and we'll remember you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the one thing we
and boundaries
to do,
tomorrow afternoon with Dina Joe and Mike and me.
Yeah.
We like to sing happy birthday. Yeah, you can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. That's where you can find us in other places. Google's got us out there someplace. We got a whole bunch of Firefox is on us. You look for us. We're here. We're hanging out. We're hanging
out. Andy, just closing remarks.
Thank you, Eric.
Yes, Eric. Thank you for telling him. He just will babble, babble, babble. And we got to go. We got places to go.
Our final word from Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. We'll see you around in the Podbean world. Bye. Thank you, Eric.
You know, I cut 3 minutes off this show, and you'd think I cut a half hour off it. I don't know what's going on. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Our music's
and
done.
And go to Raging Cage's music show tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Raging Cage's music show tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Bye.
So that's 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Love you. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Later, Gators.